you're coming down to see us coming up on Tuesday. Great start of the season, Coach. Kids playing well. You're liking this, I'm sure. Loving the coaching this bunch of girls, aren't you?
Yeah, it's obviously losing a couple of scoring options we had last year. We weren't real sure what we would have this year as far as, you know, kind of putting the ball in the hoop. Been pleasantly surprised, scored over 60 probably 4 or 5 times. Just had a pretty good start to the year. Obviously, Friday, would like to have that one back, or the start of the game back. But other than that, I can't really you know, be too disappointed. Played Minden tough. They're number 2 in C1. So we're getting better. Like coach, my assistant coach, Coach Toby said, we're young, or we're old, but we're young. And we're still kind of trying to piece some things together and get some more experience. But overall, so good. So far, so good.
You think you play Northwest again sometime, if you had a chance down the line sometime? No question. Yeah, that's a team that's beatable, isn't it?
Yeah, we just got off to just not a good start. We're down 17-3 after the first quarter. We look flat. We went to Hershey the night before and then go to Grand Island the next day. And I'm not making excuses, but we've been kind of road warriors this year. And I think coming off the break, just caught up with us. We looked slow and tired, and we just got to do a better job of maybe getting some different pieces in there too. Kids are getting tired and whatnot, but credit to them. They came out and took it right to us, and you know, they're a solid team too. I think they have 6 or 7 wins already too. So Class B school, always a tough place to play. So it is what it is. We got our eyes on McCook, and we'll be ready to go.
I tell you, the conference on the girls division, Coach, boy, you got a lot of teams with some pretty good records. And as we get toward the time for seeding for Southwest Conference Tournament, trying to get a home game, it's not, for some, it's not going to be easy, is it?
No, it's really not. I mean, it's just brutal this year. It might be the deepest the conference has been. I mean, you look at the top 6 teams, and man, you need that first round home game to be able to play in your home confines. And usually, and for us, we play really well at home. So, like you said, it's going to be important for us to get that home game and, you know, set yourself up for a run in the conference tournament.
Coach, just look at your stats, and really, just everybody, is this kind of a team? All these young ladies are kind of even. There's no really big-time high score, but they always can score for you.
Yeah, like I said, last year we had 2 kids averaging about 37-ish a game, and this year we got just a ton of kids that can score. I think we've had a different leading scorer almost every game. Gabby Staples has been playing really consistent lately. She had a big holiday tournament championship game. She had 25 in that game. Actually almost broke our school record for free throws in the game. And actually, I would venture to say at many schools it would have been a school record. She had 14 free throw makes. And she's just been playing really well. She's been playing the best basketball of her career last few games. And she's definitely one that has been kind of being the most consistent scorer for us here as of late.
Defensively, Coach, you've always been a team, at least facing us and watching your team against us, is full court pressure, man-to-man, get after it and create chaos and get turnovers that leads to easy buckets. I'm sure that group is like that again this year.
Yeah, you know, we've always been kind of undersized since I've been here, and you know, we gotta figure out how to get easy scoring opportunities, because we don't get a lot of, like, you know, throw the ball into the post and get some paint touches that way. So we got to find a way to get points off of turnovers and points in the paint off of turnovers. And yeah, I like to say, I think we play a fun brand of basketball. We get up and down the floor and shoot a lot of threes, a lot of layups. Kids play loose and free and fun, and just I like to think the kids enjoy our style of play, and I think the fans enjoy it too, and can get a little hectic sometimes, but I think it suits our personnel and has suited our personnel since I've been here, and we'll always continue to play that and play good, solid full court defense.
And three games this week, right off the get-go on first big week of January with McCook, Sydney, and then, of course, your basketball showcase game with Freeman. So, boy, a lot of games and not a lot of practice this week.
Yep, and not a lot of opponents there that are none that, you know, we're gonna have to be ready to play every single night. I mean, I think McCook's 7-2, Sydney's 7-3, Freeman's 8-1 or something like that, and we're gonna have to really be ready to play and be sharp and get ready to go here, because this portion of our schedule could determine where we land in the new format of the new regional-based stuff for C1 through D2. So it's a big week for us, and we just need to come out ready to compete and give a lot of energy.
Coach, got to get your thoughts on another great basketball showcase coming up on Saturday. 8 games, and boy, a lot of basketball. This, if you're a basketball, high school basketball junkie, this is always kind of a Saturday for you, isn't it?
Yeah, when I had this vision about 4 or 5 years ago, I never imagined that I would be bringing in the level of talent and teams, and we just have kind of something for everyone. I think we have every corner of the state represented, from the Panhandle all the way to Omaha, all the way up to Pender, which is the South Dakota-Iowa border. So we have everything in between. Then, you know, we're bringing an out-of-state team this year. They got the number 10 recruit in the nation, Brianna Crittenden, for 2026. She's just a tremendous player, has a couple D1 kids with her on that team, and they're going to play the best team on paper, I guess, in Nebraska with the Gesser twins. So I think those two are going to Creighton. So it's going to be a tremendous day as far as matchups and stuff go. I think we have the second ranked team in Class C2 playing the second ranked team in Class C1. I mean, just it's going to be a tremendous day of basketball, and it's $10. You can pay at the door, cash or credit, and that gets you in for all the games. And 8 games for $10, I think, is a pretty good deal. So we'd love to see you know, a few people from your area. I know Maywood Hay Center is going to be in it playing mm-hmm. Shelton. So we'd love to see some Southwest Nebraska people represent and come and check out. If you haven't been there before, we do a lot of halftime entertainment stuff too, and a lot of giveaways, and it's just it's a good time, good family friendly atmosphere. And Carney High does such a great job of being such gracious hosts, and I would say it's probably the best Class A high school facility in the entire state. So we're lucky to have it there, and we're just excited to get it going this Saturday.
Family's doing good. I had a good Christmas. Everybody's been healthy this time of the season, hopefully.
Oh, man. Kids were battling some pneumonia, actually, right before Christmas break. So we're finally on the mend here in the Cooksley household. So hopefully we can keep that stuff away and, just get healthy.